Okay, Venus?
Okay, Steve.
Right. Let's go.
Was a decent enough Good Friday evening in Anchorage Bowl. Families gathered around their tellies watching puppet adventures through space when suddenly things got wild.
Lifelong Alaskan resident Jim Curran was 7 when the earthquake of 64 hit. That day, Jim's family had plans to watch The Sword in the Stone, but before the movie, they sat down to watch the popular science fiction show Fireball XL5 in their Spinard home.
I was watching TV. It was one a little black and white 12-inch thing sitting up on a cart. About halfway through the show, things get weird. The house starts shaking, and I roll over and I look up at the tiles in our ceiling, and they look like they're going about 4 feet one direction, 4 feet the next direction, 4 feet the other direction, 4 feet the other direction, and then all of a sudden I hear a bang and a thump, and about an inch and a half from my head is a television set. And then all of a sudden it stopped and everything was quiet. You might have heard a couple alarms going off, but it was dead quiet. And we're all looking at each other and going, what the heck just happened?
Jim's family went out to assess the damage.
Some things sort of fell over, couple poles down. Here's some horns in the distance, but it took us a while to gather things together to find out what happened. So we only had radio. Telephones were out. We were on fuel oil back then. Furnace went out, became disconnected. Electricity was out. That night we went ahead and we moved about half mile away to a friend's house, and we stayed there for 3-4 days. It took about a week for the electricity to get restored. I can't remember the phone and some of the other things, but we're kind of isolated, so we didn't see a lot of the devastation.
Luckily for Jim, the damage in Spinard was not as serious as it was in other areas of the town.
About 5 miles to the north, Turnagain, it just literally fell into the sea, and those people had lost everything. Our house, a couple fixes, furnace back online, and everything was fine. So, you know, good old slapdash construction worked.
It took about a month for things in Anchorage to get back to normal. But now, Jim enjoys being one of the few people who can tell you what it was like to experience the Great Alaska Earthquake of 64.
It's really funny to sit in a room full of people and someone says, was anyone here in the 64 earthquake? And there'll be maybe two of us out of 30 that'll raise our hands, because not many folks were here. Not many folks were raised in Alaska and remember what went on.
Jim Curran, now a librarian at the LUSAC, has never and will never see The Sword in the Stone. With the Alaska Teen Media Institute, I'm Rob Stanley.